We are on Daf Lametesim at base. In the middle of a Maisim, there was a Maisim, a Safta, that had three daughters. She became a Shvuya with one daughter. One daughter died and left over a Tinik. The other daughter was alive. The Shaila is what to do with the Nechosim. So we had Lamaise not knowing if the Safta is alive, if the Safta died. So there was a Machlokes Abaye Barove. Abaye said that Palge Yevina Lo La'achto will give half to the sister that is here. Both of them died, so it belongs to her. If both of them are alive, so Marin Korev Lanirse Shavui. So half Sicha, the sister Marin Korev Lanirse Shavui, or it's hers. The other half, so if both died, so belongs to the cotton, so then we can't let the Achta take care of it, because they Marin in Korev Lanirse Cotton. If they didn't die, so then the Achta would take care of all the Nechosim, because Meriden Korev will not say Shavi. But we don't know if they're alive or dead. So Abaye had said, so the other half were Mamed and Apetropis to take care of the other half. The Tzad belongs to the cotton, so we'll find an Apetropis who will offer his services. And then Rava said, "Migun makminin apetropa lepalge, makminin lo apetropa leidach palge." So Rava said, "Since we'll find an apetropis is an ideal way of taking care of the karkois. The apetropis doesn't take any money." So Rava said, "So since we don't know exactly which chelik belongs to the cotton." So theoretically, we can get an apotropis on all the halakim. We'll take care of all the halakim. So apotropis takes like an oris. So, but there's no problem. Or retailer does it for free. So that's what Rava said. L'soif shamu d'shrive safte. Later, they heard that the safte died. So now, after the Safta died, so we know like this. We don't know what happened with the other sister that was a Shvuya, but the Safta died. So we know exactly as follows. So a third of the Nechosim belong to the Achto that is here. A third of the Nechosim belong to the cotton, because the other third of the Nechosim, we don't know if that sister that was Nishbis, if she's alive or not. If she's alive, we'd give that third to the Achta, Meriden Korev Lenichse Shobui. If she died, so then we would give a sixth of, we divide the Nechosim of the Achta, we'll give a sixth to the Achta that is here. And a sixth to the cotton. But we don't know if she's alive or not. So let us see what happened. They found out that the Safta died. Sev shamu deshriva Safta, Omar Rabbi. Tilse yevinalei la'achto. A third will give to the achto. She yashin the third from a mother. Vitilse yevina leili nuke. A third we're going to give to the tinik. He yashin the third from the safta also. His mother died, so he's bimkaim his mother. Vidach tilse. Now, the third that is left over. So now again, we don't know if this sister that was Nishbis, if she's alive or not. is Yevin in Danke La'achta, so we give a sixth, or half of the third we give to the Achta, Meman Vashich. If the Achta Shanish Bis died, so she yarshens it. If the Achta Shanish Bis is still alive, so Meridin Korib L'nichse Yishovi. Ve'idach Danke, the other six, so we can't let the tinek take care of it, because maybe the achter is alive and meridin cotton the nirsei shavui. Maybe she's alive, so we can't let the cotton take care of it. So we doch danke mekmina le apetropoli inuke. So on 1/6 the achter will take, on 1/6 the cotton will take. Maybe the achter died, and this is his chaylik. So Rav said, again, we don't know, lu yitzuyam, the after died, and we don't know which chelik will belong to the cotton, so we can find an apotropis for both six of the Achtes Chelik, and we will not, so we'll have an apotropis who will take care of the this third that we're Mesupika. Now, here it is very interesting. When the Safta died, we give a third to the cotton. Now, why didn't you get an apotropis for him? He's a cotton, so why didn't you get an apotropis for him? So the Rashbam and the Chiddush Aran both say one teretz. They say, we're not speaking about a cotton who was not capable of taking care of his own nechosim, but we can't trust him on the achter's nechosim. That means there are two dargis. There's a darga of a cotton of his own nechosim, could be he's capable. But he won't, if he wants to take care of his nechosim gesundheit. We're speaking about it. He's a capable cotton. Aber leidach gise, to give over yenim's nechosim, and that you have to be more capable. We can't, on his nechosim, we can rely, and that what he says he's capable to take care. So we won't be mamed in apetropis. And in the chelik of the achtim, maybe she's alive, we will not permit the cotton, emeridin cotton, benichse shavu. What does Rashi say? Shamu de shrive safte, lesoiv shamu shemesa skeina. They heard that the skeina died, while abash and isbis le shamu. They did not know what's happening, what happened with the bas that was with her. Til se yevine, davadi shlisha nechosim, Luzu Ushlish Lakot. That's Icha. Since the Safta died, so each one Yash and the third. Danke Shtus a sixth Chatzi Ashlis. Now 1/6 of the sisters Chelik Yevina Lachta Mimon of Shech. Imeisa Ha'achis Re Chatzi Chelka Luzu. So that belongs to Vim Lav Meridin Kariv Lenichse Shovi. So the sixth of the sister, that's Nishbis, will give to the sister that is around. V'idach danke, the other six, le'yevin in law, we won't give it to her, shemeshal cotton heim. V'meriden korib le'nichse cotton. That's this maise. Now the Gemara is going to tell over another maise. Mori bar isik, osalei acha mibei chuzoi. So let's see Rashi, what happened over here. Osele achem ibechazoi. Sheolach oviv lebechazoi. Isik, his father, went to bechazoi, vinosu sham isha, viyodoloi ezeh. We'll see this brother that came to Mori. He was born in Bechazoi from, it seems, another wife. And, fine. V'chazem Mori lekar. Mori, it seems, was from a different wife. And when Isik died in Bechazoi, Bechosa Mori Lekan, so Mori came back here, V'yored L'nichsei Oviv, and so his father died. There was, he had a brother in Bechazoi. The brother was born from a second wife, a brother from the same father, from a second wife. He was in Bechazoi. Now we'll see when, and he was a young boy. And when the father died, so Mori came back to Bavel, and he took over the Nichsei Oviv. His father had property wherever Mori lived, and he took over the property. He's a ben, he's a yerush. He took over the whole property. V'yored l'nichsei oviv. Fine, he took over the property. He's yashning the property. Shalom Yisrael. Ubo ze achov l'zman meru. But now the brother that was born in Bechazoi came much later, v'tova chelkai. Now he comes and he tells Mori, listen, we're brothers, Brida Laban, I'm a brother, so we have to tell the Yerusha. Osley achemi bechizoy. Omalei ploigli. No, give me half of the nechosim. I'm a brother. Omalei lo yadan aloch. I don't recognize you. I don't know if you're a brother. You say you're a brother. I don't recognize you. Now this brother got very insulted. Lo yadan aloch. You don't know me. I'm your brother. Yadan aloch. You don't. So also lekami de Rav Chisda. So they went to Rav Chisda. Was it in Torah? He said, "I'm a brother. You see, you don't recognize me." Amalei shape kamalok. So Rav Chisda told this brother, "Don't get insulted that he says he doesn't recognize you." Shenema vayake Yosef esecha v'him leikiru. They didn't recognize Yosef. Melamet sheyotza b'loy chasim ezokin. So that when Mori doesn't recognize you, when he left Bechazoi, you did not have a beard. Now you have Zman Harbe, now you have a full beard, and he doesn't recognize you. Don't get insulted. He doesn't recognize you. Zakut, I mean, doesn't recognize. Zot Rashi, Shape Komoloch Sheini Makircho, Inzer Mois, he wants to make a dreidel over here. So this is a legitimate taina. Vayakir Yosef es Echov, shech sheyotza mehem, o yakulam chasum ezokim. Vahim lo yikiru sheyotza meetzlom b'loy chasim ezokim. Ubo b'chasim ezokim. So he recognized all of his brothers, because when he left, they all had beards, and he didn't have a beard. There's a Mordeke Kashe, the Ramban and Chumash asked the Kashe, the Shaim asked the Kashe, I mean, all of them had beards, Zavulin and Yisocha were a year older than him. Vini Yisocha Zvun Einem Gdeilem Yosef Rak Ma'at. So what's all this Rashi says, I mean, this Kashi, the Ramban is all the Torah. Kulam Hoyu, Bobich, Yahoyu Kulam Chsum Ezokim, how did that happen? So the Ramban in Chumash is Chaylik on Rashi. He says he didn't recognize all of them. Okay, there was a lot of them that also didn't have a beard when he left, but the older ones had a beard. So Reuven and Shimon, he recognized, and they put two and two together. So the Mele was Tama, and then he was able to figure it out. But Rashi doesn't say like this. Rashi says, Shal Yokulam Chasum Ezokim. That Vayaki Yosef himself, I see he recognized all of them. The Mamshib says it's no kasha. By 18 you'll have a beard. By 17 could be you don't have a beard. So they were a year older than him. That's what the Mamshib says. 18 you have already a beard. So Mamela was able to recognize them. But he left by 17. 17 he didn't have a beard. Fine. So Memela, so Rav Chisda tells this brother, don't be choshed mori, this is a legitimate time. Omalei, so now there's a shaila. So now he says, I'm a brother, and mori says, I don't know if you're a brother. Zilai sisadi dachuat. Okay, you have to bring a raya now. I mean, he doesn't recognize you, so you say you're a brother, bring a raya. Omalei, so this brother told Rav Chisda, Isli Sadi, I have Eidim, that they'll be, say Eidim, I'm a brother. V'dochle minei de gavra alimu. This Mori was a tough cookie, to say it mildly, and the Eidim was scared to say Eidim. That means they can say Eidim, he's a brother. They didn't know what Mori would do to them if they'll say the Eidus, so they wouldn't say Eidus. So I said, listen, I don't know what to do. I have Eidim here with me, but they won't say Eidus. They're scared of Mori. So Rav Chisda heard this. So he told Mori, Zilant Aisi Sadi the Lav Ochechu. So you bring Eidus, he's not a brother. You bring Eidus, he's not a brother. Forget this Eidim over here, they know him from Bechazoi. You'll let, if you say he's not a brother. So bring Eidim, these or others that say he's not a brother. Because man, you don't bring Eidus, he's not a brother. He's gonna get his chelik. You have to prove he's not a brother. Amalei, so Mori was a lamden. Dina hochi, amaitz mechaberei ola barayas. He was a big lamden, Nachmendus Mori. He's a gavrolim, but he was a lamden also. I have to bring Eidim, he's not a brother. If I don't bring Eidim, he gets amaitz mechaberei ola barayas to bring a raya. He has a problem with his Eidim. That's his problem, not my headache, but I have to prove he's not a brother. Amalei, hochi danino loch, lochol alimi de chavro. He said, no. Fagavra olim, you have a different shulchan aruch. No. That amaitz mechaver olav aray means an el l'chiyid. So if he can bring a ray, we say bring a ray. But you, he is a ray, but because of you, he can't bring his ray. So by gavra olim, there's a different seder. You have to prove he's not a brother. Yeah. Omalei, he says, listen, what, manufshech, afilofishi toscho, so Mori told Rav Chisda, afilofishi toscho, soif, also sad, you tell me, what do you think? They're scared, you tell me they're scared of me, fine. So also sadi, v'loim esadi, so the Eidim will come, since they're scared of me, so they won't say that it's his, they'll say it's mine. So stof keton. I mean, if they're scared of me, so, what was your spitzel? I have to bring a raya that he's not a brother. Listen, if they're scared of me, they'll say that he's not a brother. What's his dovketon with your spitzel that I should bring? If they're scared of me, so they'll say, No. They won't, they're scared to say he's a brother, but they won't say he's not a brother. They won't talk. Forget, you have to bring a raya, he's not a brother. They won't say he's not a brother. They're scared to say he is a brother, but that's it. Fine. That is Rashi say. So you bring a Eidim, the lav ochechu, oy som Eidim sheyesh loy loze, shebo misham. Those Eidim that came from there, umakirim boy mihu, and they know who he is. You're saying you don't recognize that about Ebiyamato. So you bring them. Let them say this is not a brother. You have to be mavar. If the way you're saying that they're scared of me, save also sadi lemasadi ala kamaisi. They'll say hey, this like me. They won't say like him. So Rav Chisda told them, "Tarti leyobdi miroscha yasu achas." They're afraid of you, so they'll sheyishtiku. They won't. They're scared of you, so they won't say this. Avoshtayim lo yasu. They won't do a double avla. Leidayin sheyishtaku leyid emes agam sheyidu sheker. Sheker, they won't say. No. I'm not afraid of that. If he's not another brother, let them say Edus and he's not a brother. And you say they're scared of you, but they won't say he's not a brother. They won't say anything. So Bekitza, that was the matzav. So Rav Chisda is telling him that you have to bring Edom, he's not a brother. L'soif osu sadi dachu, noch besser, Edom came, and they said, Edus, he's a brother. Finished, a lady, he's a brother, a lady. Omalei lifli, no, he's a brother, so finish, that's Eastern Torah now, so now you have to go and give him half of the Yerusha. So this brother, things are going good now. Omalei lifli glinami pipadesi ubustani dishosel. Now, there was a karke that Mori made into a kerem, he made it into an orchard, he invested money into the karke, the father left over a bare karke, and he invested in this karke, and he made an orchard out of it, a kerem out of it. So this brother says, listen, this is our kerem, our orchard, give me half of the orchard. Amalei, so Rav Chisda told Mori, Shapik Omalach. So he's right. He's right. You have to give him half of the Yosef. A Mishnah. Disnan, Hiniach, Bonim, Gdoilim, Uktanim. We learned a Mishnah, Baba Basra, if a father left over Bonim, Gdoilim, Uktanim. Vishbichu, Gdoilim, Asen, Nechosim, and the Nechosim, and the Gdoilim improved the Nechosim, they must be in the Nechosim. So the Shvach is, they're doing it, the other Zaktanim. So we say, Anan Sadi, when he's Mashbich for the whole family already. It's not how I want the Shvach for myself, it's the Karka belongs to all of us. That was Mashbich. Ishbich Lemsa. Vechein Omar Rabbe, Ishbich Lemsa. Let us see Rashi. Amalei hu achel Rav Chisda liflaglim mi pardesi kromim ubustani bisan shalilones tishosal iyu. He planted them bishbichon v'yiten li chetzan. He should give me half of it. K'may shein mishubochem. The mishubach. He should give me half. And Rav Chisda said it's a mishneh. The Mishnah says, Ishbichon lemtza, Ishbichon lemtza. V'chein omar rabbe, Ishbichon lemtza. Rabbe also said, Ishbichon lemtza. See, Rashi has a problem. So Rashi says, Loi garsina, I'm not going to say, Chein omar rabbe. Shein zaloshen gemore, Lohovi divrei amiroim, siyu ala Mishnah. First Rav Chisda said, there's a Mishnah, Ishbichon lemtza. Then he says, Rabbe also said, Ishbichon lemtza. Please, you have to bring a member of rabbe, the Raya to Mishneh, Voi the Rabbi Talmide the Rav Chisda have. He was his Talmud. Veheicha Omar Rav Chisda Shmaite Mishmei. So Rav Chisda say, no, my Talmud said like this. So Rashi says, you waste this. You're not Geiris this. Be Igoris lay. If you are Geiris Vechein Omar, so you have to be Geiris Vechein Omar Rav Garcina. So Rabbi Shel Rav Chisda, he was the Rebbe of Rav Chisda. So the second kasha is not shver; it's not bringing what his Talmud said; it's bringing what his Rebbe said. Aye, what's the first kasha? Why do you need a skomet to the Mishnah from an Amore? Shem deikel ma'adom ba'ba basra loyshana or sheshibchu nechosim machmas nechosim, aber shibchu machmas atzmon shalachim ishbichu la'atzmon. Amar Rav Chisda lo da Rav Oche lemei medaleslan hu shmait afel ishbicha machmas teuchen shal mashbichen ki hoche de shosel pardes ishbicha lemza. Zogt Rashi, this Haman de Yomar mesechtes bo babasa that says pshat in this Mishnah as follows. That what it says in the Mishnah that ishbichu gedoylem ishbichu lemza means as follows. The father left over a kalka that's worth $1,000, the whole family. He left over $1,000 cash. That's the whole Yerusha. The Gedolim went and took the $1,000 cash and hired workers and invested into this kalka that's worth $1,000. They made a beautiful orchard, now it's worth $5,000. So there, since the whole Shvach came from the Yerusha, they didn't do anything. They just took the money of the Yerusha and they invested it in the kalka. So Vashteitzach, so that's how the Mishnah is Bicholemza. So Vashteitzach, that they're not picking Yachsonim, they're the Ktanim. I mean, they took the Meha Yerusha and they must be the kalka. So that's pshat. But one man, the Yama says over there, but if the Gedolim alone with their own tirche, they were mashbich the kalk, there's no din mashbich lemtza. I did it for myself. So that's why Rav Chisda said no. My Rebbe Rav said not like that. My chayin omer Rav ishbichu leemtza afilu ishbich machmas tirchei. So Zut Rav Chisda Tamori that fakert. Even though you were matriach and you did it, goes half and half. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye, he told Rav Chisda, Midomi, he says, how can you shtel tzu this Mishnah to this case? That means they're aware of the ktanim. And so we say, when they make it ready for the whole family. They're doing it for the whole family because they're aware of the ktanim. Bachlali didn't know that he has a brother. We'll see that's going to come and further to me. So he did it for himself. So, How can you shtel tzu this Mishnah to our case over here? He didn't know Bechlal of these brothers. So they don't get half of the karka. Gans. Fine. Igalgal milse umotar lekame derabami. So al kaponem Rav Chisda paskind. That the brother gets half of the nechosim that were mushbach through Mori, he gets half of the nechosim with the shvach, and he gets it finished. Igalgul milsa moti dekami de Rabami. This whole Indian, this member of Rav Chisda came to Rabami. There was a whole tumult over here. How much does this brother get? Amalahu gedayla mizu amru shamim lahen ka'oris ashta didei lo yavinalei. So let's see Rashi. That's how this comes into our sugya. So let's see what Rashi says. Zot Rashi. Yodu elu shiitlu chelka mi yoda sheyesh le'achim. Does he know that he has brothers? That was Abayi's time. G'dayla mizu. Now Rabami said something else. Korib ha-yoyred l'nichsei shobot. A korib that's yoyred l'nichsei shobot. Shim yavoyu habaylim yitlu shalohem. A korib that's yoyred l'nichsei shobot. If the baylim comes, they'll take it back. I mean, it doesn't belong to the Korev. When the Bailam comes, he takes it back. Amru shomim lehem Korev, afal pike. Even though he takes it back, shomim lehem Korev, hoche di dei lo yavino lei, bitmiye, ze sha oso vishbichon ledas atzmoy, So Rabami asked Akasha as follows. Rabami asked, I mean, it's to give away this brother half of the pardes without paying a red nickel for what he's getting. I mean, Mori Lamais invested to make this pardes, and he shouldn't have to pay for it. He says that there's no yosha. He says we learned akoriv hayored lenichsei shavui, and the Bailam came back and took away his karka. The Bailam takes back his karka, but shaman like oris, a kapodim gets like an oris. So here he thought it was his karka. Now the brother comes at the mosi. The brother comes, so he should take the whole thing and he shouldn't pay him like an oris. That was Rab Ami's ayin. He says he doesn't understand the lumdis of Rabami. We had in the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the Gemara asked the Kasha, Maishna Mimi Shehoitzi Haitzois Al Nichsei Ishtoi, Ma Shehoitzi Haitzi Harbei So we learned if a person was mighty at Zois al Nifsei Ishtoi, if a person is mighty at Zois al Nifsei Ishtoi, and then it comes out it's hers, he was mighty harbe, he doesn't get like an oz. And there's a lumdus word, because he was doing it for himself. It's come to Nishkayashika, he wasn't doing it for her. You were doing it for yourself. Now Lamaisid came out that you gave your wife a get, but you don't, she doesn't have to pay you for your services, because you didn't do it for her, you did it for yourself, and now it comes out that you're not going to get anything. No, that's your hard luck. So Memeil affected Maram Shif, so what's Chabam Iskasha? Mori, he made a Kal V'chaim, Madach, if a person is moirit b'nichsei chaveiroi, the marid kor b'nichsei shavui, kor b'yed b'nichsei shavui, when the bailam comes back, you do give him like an oris. So Ilda was a gemoris kasha daf lametes. Why did he give him like an oris? He was doing for himself. That was the gemoris kasha. So the gemora answered, hayoyreid, Mariden Korv and Nichsei Shavi is like a person was Maitzi Tzoyis al Ishtai Ketan. That means, in Lamdis, really he shouldn't get anything. But since by a Shavi, the back of his mind is afraid maybe the Bailam will come back, and he might be Mavsid the Kalke, so Chazal, in order to ensure that he shouldn't be Mavsid the Kalke, so he said, listen, it'll take like an oris. Fine. So he won't be mafsid the kark. So there was a special takone by Moirit Koriv Lenichsei Shovi that if the Baal comes back, he gets like an oris. Not me, Ikaradin, since he did it for himself, so he shouldn't get anything. But in order to ensure he won't be mekalkel the kark, so Memele, so he said, let's give him like an oris. Over here by Mori Barisik, here it's Tal Filareis. He did it for himself. He didn't know Bechlal, the brother's going to come back. Bechlal didn't think that the brother's going to come here. So Memele, he did it for himself. There's no mocking to make a takone, maybe he'll be mafsed the karke. He won't be mafsed the karke. It's his karke. He's under the pressure. This is his. The brother will never come. So Memele, so here, Taka, now the brother came, so you should get like an oris. What's the Kal V'chaima of Rabami? So this Kasha, the Maram Shif asks, and more or less he remains with the Kasha. This Memra of Rabami is right from Posh. Abba Kaponim, Rabami made this Kal V'chaima. No, Adrua Ho Lekame de Rav Chizde. Now, so this memra we have here, it seems there was chiluki days out the paskel. Rav Chizda says the brother gets half of the pardes without paying a nickel for it. And then Rav Ami said, no, he has to get at least like an oris, he can't get everything for free. Fine, that was Chiluk Hidei. So it came back to Rav Chisn. Omar Lohu Midom, you're telling Meiridin Korev Lenichsei Shavoy, that he gets like an Oris, Hosam Bershus Nochis. Hoche Lav Bershus Nochis. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Bershus Bezn Nochsi. Over there, the Meiridin Korev Lenichsei Shavoy. There, Besdin told him to go into the karke. So there's a concept of, he's a yerid brishus, so he takes like an oris. Besdin told him to go into the karke. Hoche loy brishus nochis, kshiyoret zeh lesoyche loy nimlach bebesdin. He went into this karke. When he went into the karke, he didn't tell Besdin anything So Mamela, so this fringe benefit that when the Bailam comes, you get like an oris, that's Tafke. If Besdin told him to go into the Karke, so he is a din of a Yoyred Bershus, a Yoyred Bershus, will get a kaponim like an oris. But here, since he took over his father's Karke without asking Besdin, he just went in and he took over and finished. So he doesn't take like an oris, number one. And number two, for it cotton who, when meriden korev lenichsei cotton. Now the first time it was not so poshet. A good, Besdin wasn't meired, but he had a right to go in. But then he said, he didn't have a right to go into this karke, because ein meriden korev lenichsei cotton. So he had no right to go in. If he had no right to go in, so he can't get any percentages of the shvach. He had no right to go in. And we're reading Kol V'nichsekot. Adru l'kamei de Rabami. So now this went back to Rabami. There was Chilukei Psokim. Rabami was tining that Mori is entitled to get like an oris. Amalhu loisamu kami de kotnu. No one ever told me that he was a cotton. You're right, if he's a cotton. If the other brother, when Mori took over the karka, the other brother was a cotton, so that's right, he had zichen no right bachlal to go into the whole karka. So Mamil, that is why he can't take like a nose. That's the end of the subject. Now, let us start seeing Teisus. Let's see Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Shema mino b'Rav Huna ein marzikin b'nichsei koton v'afilu higdil. Now, let us just remind ourselves. We had like this. We had that Rav Huna had said, we're not moirid a korev l'nichsei koton. We're not married a korev lenichsei koton, because a korev might say that this is his chelik in the Yerusha. Ain't married a korev lenichsei koton. So the Gemara was medayik from Avun. A korev, you're not married lenichsei koton, but a nochi, you are married lenichsei koton. Aye, maybe the nochi will taina that he bought it off the father, he bought it off the koton. Is a raya from Avune ein marzikim benichsei koton. But Nochi can't tiny this. Avilu tiny this, he doesn't. Ein marzikim benichsei koton, because the koton was not meiche, because the koton was under the impression that it was his, and mekitzer. So this was the whole sugya. There was Aces. Rav Huna said, you're not meired a korev, Benichsei Koton. But what do you do? You meirid anochi benichsei koton. So Rav said, but if you meirid anochi, we have a new problem. So the nochi will taina that he bought it, of the father or of the koton. So Rav said, is a raya ain't machzikim benichsei koton, that he can't taina that he bought it from the koton. That's the sugi. Zuktaisvis. Perish Rashi, wie der Oma Rafune einmal reden kann. Hanochi, mei reden. Na, how could you be meure der Nochi? Der Nochi can come in deine, that he bought it. Is a raya, einmal sieg. Vekosche, fragt euch was, na, wo sie interessante Sachen. Der Beloi Rafune, this thing, that Rove is medaik from Rafune, machzik in benichse koten, beloi Rafune, kame mishnayis yeish shem midin apetropes lo nichse yisoymen, per kanizokin min obezen lo yishba, period. So Taisvis asks, amirdike kashe, which is the way we learned the Gemara, the kashe fangsach nidam, Dais asks a kasha like this. Why did Rove build his limud from a member of Rafune? Rafune said, "Ein meriden korev lenichse kot." So who do you bring in? You bring in a nochi. So Rove said, "You bring in a nochi, but maybe the nochi will tiny, but it's a rai, ein machzikim benichse kot." In fact, Dais says, and before Rafune, you didn't know there's such a concept of Mamidim Apetropes Benichse Kotten. I mean, there's no such thing. So it's the same Kashe. Ah, this Apetropes Lotaina, I bought it from the Kotten. Why did Rove, he heard a member of, this is a Diyak of Rafune. Rafune said, So many Mishnayis, Imamadmidin and Apetropes, Benichsekotten. No, maybe the Apetropes will tie that they bought it. It's a Raya, Eimarsik. That's Taisvis Kasha. Now, let me just say over a Ramon Cheshe Mishpot in Nagoyim, and we'll see Merdike Zach. In Simen Reish Pei Hei Siv Zayin, it says, the Ramah says as follows. Ho v'yesh oimrim oid, and this is a Tshuvas HaRashbe. Ho de'ein mayridin korev l'nichsei koten, because we're afraid that the korvot hainitz is, hainu k'sho'ichel ha'peiris. If he's eating the peiris, then, so he's going to tain, he's going to eat the peiris, and then he's going to tain, it's mine, ayarshendit, and shalom ha'yisrael. Aber bei Petropis Baalme, Shein Loi Hanomine, Mutter. Sagt der Remo, this is a Juvis Harajbe, the whole problem that we have, that Ein Meiriden Kore Benichse Koten, is speaking about a Kove that's eating the Peres. So this is a dangerous setup. The Kove is eating the Peres, he's eating it for years and years, and then we were married the Korev Benichsei Kotten, and he's eating the, and after 10 years, someone's gonna ask him, well, what's happened? Why didn't you give it over to the Kotten? I said, give it over to the Kotten. It's my Karka, this is my Chelek Yerusha. That's what we're afraid of. So Memela, so we get rid of all Kovim. And Apetropis in a Karka. What can Apetropis do? Apetropis doesn't eat all the payers. He gets like, either does it for free, or he gets like an oris. An oris, can't find it, it's mine. He didn't eat all the payers. So the Rajbe says, the whole sugya is speaking about a korev that's eating all the payers. And when we learned the Gemara, we said Rashi also says like the Rajbe. Rashi says, we're speaking about a korev that's oichel. He's a shrek. He's gonna tie he's eating, and he's gonna say it's my karke. But if you don't have someone that's oisav oichel, there's no problem. There's nothing to be scared of. And Taisvis like the kasha, there's so many mishnayis, we let apetropsim come into nifsei koten. Sure, apetropsim is a problem. Zakti goin, and this Ramo, ubezemeturitz kushis atoisves, dein chazok elabachilus peires. Zakti goin. And that's a Rashi learned shav. That's when we learned the sugi, we learned according to Rashi, Then we had problems, and only it's like, oh, so we had problems yesterday. The problems, I don't know, pshat, about al kaponim, but that's zikha, that is shitas chashi, and that's a shitas harashbe, that the whole shash is only when he's oichel peiris. And that's what we said, speaking about that the cotton was a shovi and he's, oichel peiris. We said a whole, the rishonim say this. There's a ben a peiris, says according to Rashi, it's being a cotton shenishba. That's the story. That korev is dangerous. If you have someone in apotropis that's not eating all the peiris, then there's nothing left to be afraid of. What is he going to say? Al kaponim, we see there's a machlekes chashi in Taisvis, and Taisvis learned, for some reason, the oimek hadvorim, we have to understand, a fellow he doesn't eat all the peiris, it's still scary, he's gonna taina, it's my chelik, and that's Taisvis kasha. So memele, so this is a problem, every apotropis is going to say, I bought it! Is the teretz that, emachzikim benitzei kotten. So why do you need, why have to build some raffle? That's Taisvis first kasha. Va'oit kasha. Heichi muchach mid Ravuna da'in machzikim. Where do you see from Ravuna that he can't have a tainus chazok? Anochi doesn't have a tainus chazok. Could be Anochi is in a field, could be does have Shnei Chazoke. V'ahode me'inen bil me'itoin Shnei Chazoke mo'il. V'ahode me'inen nochi mishim deleke le'meichesh le'midi. Because there's nothing what to be afraid of. The al-kochach kivin de me'inen. If the din is yom me'irid Anochi, that's the din. I'm Mishnah Yishimur Danochi. Im Kain, so why are we not afraid that he's going to be Machzik Benichsi HaKotten? Is Oiskishpart Yesh Loi Das Loima Hovi Eidim Shalokachta Meyovi. So I'll tell you, Pumfakert. You know why you may readin Anochi Benichsi HaKotten? Because when the Nochi is going to Taine, I bought it. So the Kotn is going to say, yeah, where's the Edom that you bought it? Vachinami yesh le ledas v'limchais v'soif kol shloisha. So Taisvah says, where it says, meiridin Nochi l'nichsei Kotn. That's right. So Rav said, "Oh, that's problematic. If you meridin a nochil nichse kot, what'll be if the nochil tiny bought it? It's a raya ain't machzikin. Maybe it's punfakel. If the nochil tiny bought it, so the kot will tell him where's your item that you bought it, and the kot will be moiche. And if he wasn't moiche, it's a kerayt has belonged to him." You're assuming that a cotton is a nebuch and a lemelah and he doesn't know what's flying and the nochi is going to taina I bought it and inshallah al yisrael and the cotton will be very cooperative or it'll be a tragedy. Zahaya ain't machzikin. But he can't be machzik. So maybe it's punfakel. Maybe a cotton is not a lemelah. He's not so naive. So when the Nochi comes, and the Nochi is ever going to open up his mouth and say, you know, I bought it. So the Kotn will say, Rabbi Yid, where's your shtar? Prove to me that you bought it. And if he's there 3 years, he's going to be Moiche. Maybe that's the reason why I'm reading. Because a Kotn is not a Lemela. Where do you see that a Kotn is a Lemela? The Chi Teime Hopshitalait Edyedei Limchis Pesayv Gimel Afa pishu niska lishel eide mechire, virgilusu tfei lishkoyach macho besoif kogemo. He said, no, that's poshit. That is poshit that a cotton to ask for a star, to ask to prove that you bought it, that a cotton will ask. But to be moiche, that a cotton, that the gemara knew a cotton doesn't have das to be moiche. Im kein beloyravune pshita da ein machziken. So if this whole halacha is built on your assumption, not on Ravune. Ravune just said halacha you can bring a nochri into a kalk of a cotton. That's all what Ravune said. So now, between you and me, I'll tell you, you know why, there's nothing but to be afraid of. This nochri, the cotton is going to ask him, Rabid, if he's staying there a little longer, it becomes a godel already, the cotton, because what are you doing here? He's going to ask him, you bought it? Where's your shtar? And if he doesn't go out, he's going to be moiche. He doesn't have a shtar, and then he's going to be moiche. He's here without rishus. That's how I could learn pshat and rafune. So Memela, there's no problem whatsoever. He's going to ask for proof of purchase, and he's going to be moiche. So what are you going to tell me? No, a cotton is zicha won't be moiche. So Memela, now we have a problem. So if it'll be machzikim, so the cotton didn't have to ask to be moiche, and he'll say, Avarai, it's mine, because I was there 3 years. So the place was, if the reason is because you understand it this way, from the member of Rune, I could say, punkt verkehrt. But you understand that the cotton doesn't have to ask, so don't say, Shmami no mi der Rune. You hold like that. That's Taisvis Kash. V'yeshloima, emfa Taisvis, the lav Ravune, if it wouldn't be Ravune, mima shemamidim apetropes l'nichse yisoymim, ein lo'echiach da'ein machzikim, da'afilu machzikim lo'echashinen shema yachzik, te'bezn lo'yevaru ki imnemo. So Taisvis says two things. One thing, let's start one at a time, and this is very gishmak, this thing. Taisus is like this. Beli Ravune, Taisus said there's mishnayis all over that you make an apotropis on nichsekot. So Taisus says, oh, so it's gishpart, eh, machzikim ben nichsekot. So Taisus said, no, from the mishnah is gone, there's kein rai. Bezlin is meir than apotropis ben nichsekot. You know why? Because a bezin would be more than a apotropos on nichsei kotten. The first mevara is this person orantlech. Is he an elech yid? They won't be more than nichsei kotten. Any person, the more than nichsei kotten, they check on his credentials and they know he's an elech yid for the last 20 years. They'll bring him to then they'll be meired him in a car, and only put elech yid. So yes, kakasha, maybe he'll tiny put it. Little tiny body, you know, who Bezen puts in an apotropis, a chofetz chayim, Bezen puts Elach Eden there. If he'll take a tiny body, so take it could be, he's Nemo. But how can Bezen do it? Maybe he'll tiny, Bezen had not handled with Elach Eden. They didn't handle with us. That was before Rav Hune. So before Rav Hune, if you ask me a kasha of my reading korev l'nichsei kotten, maybe the korev will say it's my chelik ha'yerusha, chas v'sholom. But Bezlin is moirid a korev l'nichsei kotten, they check on his credentials, what do you mean to let a korev go in? They know this brother is on, then they let a korev go in. So without Rav Hune, we were very tmimistic, who were very naive. You can let a korev, Bezdin can let a korev b'nichsei kotten. There's nothing to be afraid of. You have to check up if this korev is otlach or not. I mean, whenever you're giving over someone's nechosim, so you have to check up on his credentials. So a korev Bezdin checks up that he's an otlach yid. That's why my reading korev b'nichsei kotten. That's why my reading apotropis b'nichsei kotten. If the apotropos says he bought it, he had a right, so he bought it, finished. I mean, there's no problem. Rav Hune said, don't be naive. That was Rav Hune said. Hey, Marines in Korev, let me say cotton. Why not? Do you know what can happen? The skolvotayne, it's mine. This skolvotayne, this elach yid, we give him shishi. Shishi, shishi. About kaponim, when it comes to money, is shein anandera and hoge, and then the. Yeah, you can't know how elach he is. You can't know how elach he is. He say, over Maisa, the one says, Chab Chaim Oiza, the Mugat HaShidach was a bocher, if he's a Yirei Shemayim. Chab Chaim Oiza says, if you ask me if he's a Lamdan, I can tell you, of a Herem, I'll tell you if he's a Lamdan. If you ask me, he's a Yirei Shemayim, how should I know if he's a Yirei Shemayim? Hashem Yirel Aleva, how should I know if he's a Yirei Shemayim? That was what Rav Huna told us. Rav Huna said, don't be naive. That was Rav Huna told us. So after Rav Huna, so Memele, now we have a problem. Now we have a problem. So how can you let an apotropos in? This just like your choshish, that the korev is not so ordentlich and he'll be machzik in the karke. How can you let an apotropos in? That's one thing. Or you could say a different pshat. Mishum de yod alimches besoy kol gemo kedafrishes. Without Rav Huna, I would say a cotton is smart, a cotton knows to be meiche. There's nothing to be afraid of. You can't pull the wool over his eyes. So memele, so I would take a learn. You're meire than apetropes, you're meire than korev. Aber mi de yom Rav Huna eimere din korev. Aber Rav Huna opened up her eyes. Ni told us that im kein choshish l'ramoitz, v'gam islay de lo yodol im chosh bekorev. Ni told us the cotton won't know. This korev is going to pull the wool over his eyes. V'lo im esod ezu shalovi, v'lo igi l'chel kecho. So Rav Huna told us facts of life. A cotton is not smart enough to protect himself, and don't rely on the korev. That's the two things. Im kein benochi nami lo yodol im chosh. Lekach ain machzikim. So memele, that was the raya of Rove. The raya of Rove was. That was the raya of Rove. Vim toima. Right? So memele, now with Shalom al Yisrael, Aesis Rav Huna was megalotos two things. Tartil reyuse, don't rely on anyone, number one. And number two, the cotton is not capable of protecting himself. He won't be meiche. So memele by anochi also won't be meiche. So memele, so how to give over is a kocher ein marzikim benichsekot. Vim toima. Kemoi she yesh loy lodas v'loima lenochi lishel eide mechire. Kemoi ken yil loy das loima lekroi bay aisi raya she segi lechelkecho. What did Rove say? Rove said, that, you know, there's a problem. How do you give over to an apotropos? How do you give over to an apotropos? Maybe the apotropos will say he bought it. Is a raya that he's not neman, a marzikin, benichsei kot. Like Tosfos, I have another shaila. A marzikin is only after the cotton asks the apotropos, what are you doing here? And the apotropos says, I bought it. So then there's a din emachzik, and he has to prove that he bought it, and there's no chazokim. But who says the cotton will be smart enough to ask him what you're doing here? What'll be if this cotton is a real tam? The cotton doesn't know bechlal to ask him. So then we have this problem. How can you be moired after Rav Huna was megalad that you can't trust anyone, and you tell me that the cotton is not intelligent enough to be moired? And that's why a marzikin, so how can you bring in an apotropos? Maybe the cotton is not intelligent enough to ask him, what are you doing here? So he'll be there and he'll stay there. Shalom al Yisrael. That's the Yisrael's kasha. Taimi k'moyshe yesh le ledas, but in the akochi yisinitaze, k'moyshe yesh le ledas v'loy melenochi, lishol eide mechire, akochoch. The a marzikin is because I assume that the cotton has enough das to inquire from this apotropos, which is the mechire. K'moy ken yiloy das, loyma lekroivoy, aisi raishis egil echelkecho. So tell the korim the same thing. If a zoifel das hot a cotton, So why is Amy reading Korv and ich say Kotler? That's the Korv and Shudik. How did this become your karke? Just like he asks the Nochi, how did this become your karke? Vishloima, the Gabi Korev, Sobo, Shoima Remes. By the Korev, he's under the impression he's telling the truth. Shrei Shalavim Hoyasod, because here it sounds pretty good. He knows the karke belonged to his father. So he won't think to even ask the Korev. I mean, the Korev is here and there. So Mistam is here and he's thinking, Mistam, this is his chelik. He won't ask any kashas. But by Anochi, he is going to be Masik Adaiti to ask me, he is Anochi. So this Kashe is a Kashe was lost sich frege. So he's going to ask him, I see Rai. So Memele, so now we have, but he's going to prove it because you want Moiche. And that we say, Ein Machzikim Benichsei Kot.